Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis, and one of the most talented young men on the screen, Robert Cummings. And now, here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, everybody. This is Dottie. Thanks a lot. Well, it's time for another star-studded evening at Seal Test Variety Theater. And it isn't often that you can come up with two greater stars than Robert Cummings and Joan Davis. Hiya, Joan. Joan, you look simply wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Dottie. And I've never seen you looking lovelier. By the way, who's doing your hair now?
Oh, I found the most wonderful hairdressers, Pierre, Henri, and Antoine. Who does your hair?
Manny, Mo, and Jack.
Manny, Mo, and Jack? But, Joan, they're auto mechanics.
No wonder they started to jack me up and try to take the dents out of my chassis.
Incidentally, Joan, aren't you thrilled about Robert Cummings dropping in tonight?
Thrilled? Well, I've never even met the boy. Besides, I'm not the least bit interested in men. That's all part of the past. I raise Cocker Spaniels now. Yeah, I built some kennels at the ranch, and I go in for dog raising in a big way.
Well, raising dogs must be fun, but I think that... Oh, here he comes, Joan. Robert Cummings. Hello, Bob.
My, how wonderful you look tonight. How's about a hello kiss?
Well, sure thing, Bob.
Oh, and your charming friend. Hello.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't go around kissing strange men. Well, I hardly know your name.
I'm Robert Cummings.
Pucker up. Oh, brother.
Joan, what's the matter?
Dottie, do you know anybody who wants to buy 23 Cocker Spaniels?
Thank you, Dottie, Robert Cummings, and Joan Davis. And now, for those of you who prefer a man of few words, coming up is the vice president in charge of few words with a few words.
Get the best, get Seal Test. I-C-E.
What's that?
Ice cream eclair. The new Seal Test taste sensation.
An ice cream eclair? Well, I declare.
And I declare it the most delicious ice cream treat you ever tasted. Listen to this. Seal Test starts with a layer of cake, adds thick chocolate fudge and velvety vanilla ice cream, then a frosting of smooth, rich chocolate, and to cap the climax, big dots of whipped cream. Simply wonderful. And every tempting bite is famous Seal Test quality.
Well, I declare, I'll have an eclair.
Have one tonight. Seal Test ice cream eclairs are the new taste sensation.
Get the best, get Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
In 1927, Lou Leslie wowed Broadway with his production of a fast-moving musical revue called Blackbirds. Tonight, our own Dottie L'Amour brings one of the top tunes of that show, Exactly Like You.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream that I'm dreaming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and scheme that I'm scheming.
Now I know why Mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Exactly like you.
Someone exactly like you.
Heading this way now is a young man who has starred in so many good pictures that to give you a list of them might make us run into the next program. His newest, for example, is Let's Live a Little, in which he is currently starring for his own company, United California Productions. So to make a long build-up short, here he is, Robert Cummings.
Ah, those are mighty sweet words, Dottie, but aren't you afraid you're going to spoil me?
No, Bob. If all the wonderful things the critics have said about you hasn't done it, I don't stand a chance. Anyway, we've prepared a little sketch for you and me that I hope you'll enjoy doing.
Well, lead me to it, Dottie. The ham in me is raring to go.
And now, while John Lang sets the scene, we'll change the bulbs and the footlights.
The time, ladies and gentlemen, is the present. The place, Paris. The people are Dorothy and Robert Caldwell. They're spending a belated honeymoon in the City of Light, and at the moment are gazing at the lights of Paris from the observation balcony atop the Eiffel Tower.
On the right, ladies and gentlemen, is the Arc de Triomphe. And now, if you will follow me this way, we get this superb view of Champs-Élysées as it approaches the Bois de Boulogne, with its magnificent avenues, its quaint buildings.
Oh, isn't it beautiful, dear?
No, it just can't be real.
Oh, it's real, all right. Now, 4 years ago, I was a GI walking around those streets down there. Everything I saw, everything I heard reminded me of you.
Darling.
Yes, I made up my mind that no matter how long it took us to save for it, we'd have our Paris honeymoon.
Oh, it was worth going without permanence.
And cigarettes.
And new clothes.
And
isn't the view simply beautiful?
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, Paris. Oh, the magic of Paris. I'll tell you a secret. I'm here on my honeymoon. Are you?
Well, yes, we saved for 3 years to make it possible.
Oh, what a coincidence. So did we. Oh, I keep pinching myself to see if I'm really spending my honeymoon in Paris.
Where's your husband?
Oh, we couldn't save enough for both of us.
Must be quite a honeymoon.
Oh, I'm having a glorious time. Of course, it's too bad Herman can't be here, but I do the next best thing. I carry Herman's picture with me wherever I go. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, here it is. This is Herman. Well, it's like I always tell Herman, if he wasn't so short, fat, and bald, he'd be the best-looking man in Peoria.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go now. It's time for our dinner. And this, darling, is the little sidewalk cafe I kept telling you about.
Oh, Bob, it's just the way I pictured it.
Madame? Monsieur?
Oh, garçon. Aperitifs, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, this is the place I used to come to. Every night, alone.
Weren't you lonesome, my darling?
Oh, yes, but sitting at this very table, I'd picture you sitting opposite me, just as you're sitting opposite me now.
But weren't you interested in the beautiful French girl?
I never gave him a thought. I spent all of my time thinking of you and hoping for the war to end so that we could marry and then come back here for our honeymoon.
Darling, do you think anyone would mind if you leaned across the table and kissed me?
Well, I think it could be arranged. I understand the French are very broad-minded.
Oh, j'arrive Bob, c'est l'américain. Oh, c'est l'américain. Oh, it's so good to see you, Bob.
Hello. Hello, hello. Well, this is my wife.
What?
What? Oh, oui. Au revoir.
Who is that, dear?
Well, that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember the perfume that I sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she was the girl who waited on me when I bought it.
Well, it's remarkable how she could remember you after 4 years, especially with so many of you in uniform.
Yeah, well, maybe it was because I was wearing a good conduct medal.
Vos apéritifs, monsieur.
Merci, garçon.
Here's to us, dear.
Yes, here's to the most wonderful honeymoon with the sweetest girl in the world.
Oh, mon chéri Bob! Oh, how happy I am to see you, darling. Oh, it has been so long.
Excuse me, this is my wife.
Wife? Oh, wife. So, au revoir, Bob, darling.
What did she sell you?
Yeah, now, dear, don't go jumping to conclusions. I'm sure you can.
Mon chéri, Bob, darling.
Huh. Didn't care for the French girls. Spent all your time alone thinking of me. Oh, what a fool
but
I
sweet,
was to
but
ever...
Sweet, try to understand. Maybe I didn't know what I was doing. Haven't you ever heard of battle fatigue?
Yes. Yes. And now I know what you were battling for. I'm going back to the hotel.
But, darling, look... Darling.
Oh, darling.
Hmm? Hmm? What's the matter, sweetheart? Can't you sleep?
No.
What's the matter?
I just can't believe it. That was the first argument we ever had.
Oh, forget it, honey. But, gee, you sure got jealous.
Well, after all, I'm a woman.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I married you. Oh, but, honey, it's all over now. Try and get some sleep, dear.
You know, it's chilly. I'm cold.
Yeah, so am I. I'll call the floor maid and have her bring in some extra blankets. Hello, mademoiselle. Could you bring some blankets to room... room 42, Avu? Yeah, mercy.
Oh, Bob, you're wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it ridiculous, darling?
What?
Oh, that in one evening in a big city like Paris, I should meet the only two women that I ever even spoke to in all of France.
Yes, crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, come in.
Pardonnez-moi, I bring you some blankets for... Bob, mon chéri, l'Américain!
Why, you...
Now, wait a minute,
Thanks, Bob Cummings. Come back again soon. Now the Seal Test Glee Club, otherwise known as the Crew Chiefs, put their best voice forward and give you their version of You Were Only Fooling.
You were only fooling, but I was falling in love. It's a story as old as Adam and Eve. I was making love, but you were making believe. You lied to me with kisses. I tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only fooling me while I was falling in love. But you were only fooling me, honey. Can't you see that I was falling in love. Get the basket seal test.
Get the new Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs, a flavor symphony of luscious cake, rich, thick chocolate fudge, and velvet smooth vanilla ice cream. Add a coating of mellow chocolate all the way around. Dot the top with real whipped cream. And that's it. The new Seal Test Ice Cream Eclair. A flavor symphony so wonderful, you'll call for encores again and again. For a treat you'll sing about and shout about.
Get the best, get Seal Test Ice Cream Eclair.
Now, before Joan Davis rejoins us, for the first time on this or any other air, our Miss Dottie sings a song from her latest picture, slightly French. It's called, I Want to Learn About Love from You.
I want to learn about love from you. I do, I do, I do. I want to learn what a kiss can do. From you, from you, from you. Take me, teach me how a heart should feel. When to know I yearn to learn. What should I whisper when we're alone, 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 alone? How would I go about making you my own, my own, my own? What are the things I'm missing? I think it's time I knew. I want to learn about love, love, love from you, you, you. What are the things I'm missing? I think it's time I knew. To learn about love, love, love from you, you, you.
Well, Dottie, it's time now for you to exchange words with one of show business's greatest laugh girls, Joan Davis.
Right you are, and Joan is not only one of my favorite laugh girls, she's my dream girl. In fact, I dreamt about her only last night.
You mean you dreamt about Joan Davis?
Yes, I never should have poured that Russian dressing on my Wheaties.
Well, that combination certainly must have led to a wacky dream. Tell us about it, Dottie.
Well, in my dream, Joan Davis was a frantic reporter on a newspaper called the Daily Bugle, pestering me to death for an interview. Before she arrived, I was at home trying to relax. I was nervous, restless, upset, when suddenly there was a knock at the door. Who is it?
Oh, excuse me, but you're Dorothy L'Amour, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You wanted to see me about something?
Yes, listen, Miss L'Amour. You see, I'm Joan Bugle of the Daily Davis. I'm Joan Daly of the Davis Bugle. No, I mean, I'm Joan Davis of the Daily Bugle.
Joan Davis of the Daily Bugle?
Yes, the Daily Bugle is a newspaper.
Fine. Now, what's a Joan Davis?
It's a... Why, it's a me. I'm a woman newspaper man. Yeah, and I got to get an interview with you for my paper, see? You know, ask you some questions, stuff like that.
Well, really, I'm very tired.
Tell me, what kind of lipstick do you use?
Well, I...
Do you think ham hocks are going any higher?
Listen, I...
Do you think skirts are getting any lower?
Well, I think...
Do you think there's any connection?
Miss Daisy... Miss Davis, I...
If you had a chance, would you marry Gorgeous George? And do you think...
I think you're crazy.
May I quote you? And now, just one more question. Do you think television will ever replace necking? Please tell me.
Miss Davis, I'm not giving any interviews, so goodbye.
Ah, good afternoon, Miss L'Amour. We got your telephone call, and we've reserved for your hairdressing our very best French operator. Here is the booth, and this is Yvette, who has just arrived from Paris.
Well, how do you do, Yvette? Or should I say bonjour?
Oh, bonjour. Bonne nuit. And buttons and bones.
They tell me you have just arrived from France. Oui?
Oui? No, not we. Just me. I arrived last week. I came over on the Normandy. What a beautiful, wonderful trip it was. You see?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
The Normandy has been sunk for years.
No wonder the bread was so soggy. Oh, well, I had better to start fixing Madame's hair.
You'd better.
But I have the question to ask you first.
What is it?
Do you think that television will ever replace necking?
I think that... Wait a minute. That question, that voice. I'm getting out of here.
But about that interview...
No, absolutely, finally, definitely, conclusively, emphatically, no.
Well, as long as you're undecided, I still have a chance.
We've been expecting you. Just step through that door. Helga, our new Swedish masseuse, will take care of you.
Thank you. Gosh, there's so much steam here, I can hardly see a thing. Are you there, Helga?
Yeah, that's me, Helga Helvig.
Fine. And you're going to give me my massage?
Yeah, by Jumpin' Givney. A bang give you a bang good first-class body contour treatment. A bang.
What in the world is a body contour treatment?
Oh, we bang mold your body. We don't guarantee to rub the fat off, but we move it to a less conspicuous place. We bang.
Well, that's quite an accent you have, Helga. Where are you from?
Minnesota. Me and Yanni Helvig been get married and raised 23 children.
23 children?
Yeah. In Minnesota, we have no quota.
Well, maybe we'd better get started with a massage.
That'd been a good idea, that'd been. But first, I would like to ask you a question.
Sure, what is it?
Do you, Bane, think the television, Bane, ever replaced necking, Bane?
Why, Miss Davis, get out of my way or I, Bane, break every bane in your body. Thanks for inviting me to your party, Lord Winfield. I needed relaxation after the day I've had. Say, who's that strange-looking creature holding that fan up to her face?
Oh, she's a new arrival in England. Said her name was Lady Rockford. Wait, I'll call her. I say, Lady Rockford, cheerio and pip, pip.
Oh, cheerio, but I'm too pooped to pip. Off the rank to you, old boy.
Miss L'Amour, this is Lady Rockford.
Well, I'm charmed to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, Lady Rockford, there's something very familiar about you. Haven't we met before?
Perhaps.
When you dream, you don't fool around with it. I've spent most of my time in India.
Wonderful place, India.
Oh, yes.
Ought to be an ninja when the monsoons are in season.
The monsoons?
Yes, aren't they delicious? Especially the way the natives prepare them. With Indian nuts. Now, as an English woman, I'd like to ask you, an American, a question.
Yes?
Do you think Taylor Wishen will ever replace Nick?
It's you again, Miss Davis. Can't you leave me alone?
Well, gosh, Miss Lamore, if you don't answer me now, I'll have to make up an interview with you.
Then make it up.
Well, I may have to say that I saw you at a party and a handsome man was drinking champagne out of your slipper.
Well, that sounds rather flattering, a handsome man drinking champagne out of my slipper.
I know, but I could say it took 3 quarts to fill it.
All right, you win. I'll give you the interview on one condition.
Yeah, what's that?
That throughout it, you refer to my age as under 20.
Under 20, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you're under 20. Well, let's get started.
Under 20, huh?
Well, here's the first question. Do you think television will ever replace necking?
Well, frankly, I think necking is such a naive form of entertainment that television is bound to replace it. What's more, it's so much more fun.
Wait a minute.
You really think television is more fun than necking?
Certainly.
Under 20, huh?
Sister, you gotta be over 60.
Well, Joan Davis, and we're all looking forward to seeing you in your new Columbia picture, The Traveling Saleswoman. Right now, everybody under 20 or 3 times 20, there's something you'll want to hear.
Here's something to keep in mind the next time you sit down to make out that shopping list. Milk and milk products are a mighty smart buy. Because milk is so good and so high in nutritive value, it is nature's most nearly perfect food. In the last few years, the price of other things you eat has gone up about 50% more than the price of milk. Now, here at National Dairy, we are searching always for better and less expensive ways to process and provide you with milk and milk products. Each month, key men from our company serving communities throughout the country get together at National Dairy to discuss how we can improve our service to the consumer. These men have years of experience, experience which is used to help keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. Again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, for next Thursday, our marquee will shine with 2 more wonderful guests from the movies. Romantic Richard Widmark, and from the musical world, the bazooka virtuoso of Van Buren, Bob Burns. To Robert Cummings and Joan Davis, who appeared with us tonight, a special hand for your wonderful performances. Your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. So till next Thursday, then, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction was by Glenn Hall Taylor. Last week, we said goodnight in such a hurry, we forgot to mention that Red Skelton appeared through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the all-star Technicolor musical, Words and Music, based on the lives of Rogers and Hart. Tune in next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour. And as our guests, Richard Widmark and Bob Burns, Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies, the divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.